Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. To come live. I'm just waiting for my flight to come in. I went from Funnel Hacking Live in Nashville over to Austin, Texas, and keynoted at Social Media Week Austin. It was awesome. And now I'm in Chicago just waiting for my final flight to get back to Nashville so we can go and have some fun. Now, I want to share something with you guys because I think this is really important. As a lot of you know, like, I've worked a lot of hours. I've pulled a lot of all-nighters. I've worked like crazy. You can't say that I don't have work ethic over the last few years. But something that comes up all the time is this idea of hustle. Comment below if you're always hearing about like hustle, hustle, hustle. You gotta hustle. And there's two kind of like camps that have different stances on hustle. There's one party that's like, you know, like, we hate hustle and we hate Gary Vee and all of this. And then there's this other party that's like, glorifying hustle. They're like, this is what you do, and they constantly are putting quotes about hustle everywhere. Doesn't it kind of feel like there's two parties? And what I want to share with you guys is kind of a different perspective. So I want you to think about, like, at the beginning of the year when it's time to create your New Year's resolutions. Who's ever made New Year's resolutions that haven't worked? I know I have. I know I see people all the time. We all go into the new year with the best of intentions, and we say, like, this is going to be the year that I turn my business on hardcore. This is going to be the year that I lose weight. This is going to be the year, right? Like, fill in the blank, right? But why do New Year's resolutions not work? Why does it feel like New Year's resolutions just are kind of like a passing fad? It's something we try for a week or for 2 weeks. And just so you guys know, like, I'm guilty of that too. Every year I come up with New Year's resolutions, and some of them work and some of them don't. But I want to share a different perspective about hustle. Now, you know that I'm not against hard work. I'm not against all of that. It's not a surprise that today my husband and my sister, actually, while I was on this trip, they went and collected my second Two Comma Club award for me because I was traveling and going and speaking. But all of that didn't happen without hard work, so I am not saying hard work is a bad thing, but I want to share a totally different perspective. Hustle is kind of like a New Year's resolution. The idea of hustle is an external factor. It's saying, I'm going to change everything. I'm going to do all this work and hope that it leads to success. It's kind of like a New Year's resolution when it comes to weight loss or being a neater person or, you know, giving to charities. It doesn't really last. Hustle is something that leads to burnout. But there are times where I've worked, you know, 80 hours in a week, and there's a part of me, well, don't worry, I'm going to get to this. I'm going to explain it. There's a part of me that's like, I want to keep working, right? Like, it's nighttime and I'm like, oh, I've got this idea and I can't go to bed and I got to write it down and I've got this book and I've got this podcast and all these thoughts are stuck inside my head. I got to get them out there. It's because it's not about hustle. It's about hunger. And hunger is this deep-seated desire to change. It's having experienced rock bottom. It's having experienced something where you're like, I need to change the world. I know that my ideas are going to impact people. It keeps you up at night. It wakes you up early in the morning. It keeps you working over the weekend. And it's not because there's some external factor like a New Year's resolution or a checklist that keeps you going. Hustle comes from the outside. Hunger comes from the inside. So I don't know about you, but I want to invite everybody to join me in saying, no offense, Gary Vee, but screw hustle. This is about hunger because we want to make an impact. This isn't about money. This isn't about revenue. This is about a deep-seated desire to bring something massive to the world that creates massive change. And that hunger is kind of the antithesis of hustle. So I'm going to say screw hustle this year. I'm hungry. Who's with me? I can't wait to see who is hungry in 2019. I'll see you guys later. Have such a good day. This episode of Social Media Secrets is brought to you by my
The Viral Touch. We get phenomenal results for our clients. We recently helped a client to scale from $300,000 a year to $3 million a year. For an e-commerce company, we recently tripled their daily sales. And we are always working on increasing the return on investment, the number of purchases, and the overall results for our clients every single day. If it is a good fit, how do you know if it's a good fit? A, you have a converting offer. B, you are bringing in a decent amount of revenue. We like to see at least $300,000 to $500,000 a year. And C, as crazy as this sounds, you're a good person. We only work with good people. If those three things apply to you, then we would love to connect with you and see if we can help your company to blow up this year. To do so, go on over to rachelpeterson.com, all E's and a D, and select services. There you can fill out a short application and we can see if it fits. I can't wait to see you and see your name in my inbox. I'll see you later.